Shaka Fatah Jr.'s 5-year-long prison term starts today. A federal judge came down hard on the congressman's son for lying to banks, the IRS, and the Philadelphia School District. WHYY's Bobby Allen was in court for the sentencing today.
Here are some of the last words Chip Fatah told Judge Harvey Bartle before federal authorities cuffed him and took him into custody.
I didn't know that anything I did was a violation of the law, and that's it. I'm sorry.
Authorities say he lied to get bank loans, then used that money to pay down debts, including those he owed to casinos. He falsified salaries and other paperwork as a consultant to the Philadelphia School District to enrich himself.
I've lost friends. I've lost, money and my reputation.
Judge Harvey Bartle's order that Fatah serve 5 years, then 5 years of supervised release, was quite near the maximum punishment.
You cannot claim hardship or a disadvantaged upbringing. You cannot claim the pressures of the street or just getting in with the wrong crowd.
Bartle also ordered Fatah pay $1.1 million to a number of banks and others the 33-year-old Fatah stole from.
You made a plethora of bad choices of your own free will and allowed greed and hardness of heart to govern your actions.
After the sentencing, U.S. Attorney Paul Gray, who is also prosecuting Congressman Fatah, said the son got what he deserved.
The jury's verdict has done away with the charade that Mr. Fatah was a legitimate businessman.
Congressman Fatah says the family will persevere.
I am a person of great faith, and our family is stronger than any of the forces that are arrayed against us. And there will be a different day, and there will be a different result.
Chip Fatah has said that he plans to appeal the conviction. For WHYY News, I'm Bobby Allen.